From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. 40 years ago today, a spark flew from a train crossing a low bridge over the Cuyahoga River in Cleveland. That spark ignited oil-soaked debris in the water. The river burned, and that fire helped to ignite the environmental movement.
Burn on, big river, burn on.
Randy Newman wrote the song Burn On, and the environmental movement found a new symbol. 40 years later, the Cuyahoga is a very different river. It teems with fish and wildlife. Dan Bobkoff of member station WCPN in Cleveland explains what happened.
Even today, tell someone you live in Cleveland, and invariably you'll hear, "Doesn't your river catch on fire?" Never mind that in the middle of the 20th century, rivers in industrial cities across the country caught on fire all the time. Never mind it's been 4 decades since the Cuyahoga's infamous blaze that only lasted about a half hour. That image of a sludge and oil-filled river on fire persists. But today's river could not be more different.
You guys ready?
To see how different, some workers with the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District are shocking fish today. From July to October, John Rhodes and his crew take this boat out and lower electrical poles into the water to briefly stun, net, and then release the fish.
We can sort of see the fish bubbling up to the top there.
Yeah, that was a fish that was in the field, so it was attracted. It was coming up. And I didn't see any smallmouth bass, and they're mostly our bass species.
What they're finding today are dozens of kinds of fish, from red horses to steelhead. And another good sign, many of the fish they find hate pollution. In the early 1980s, when they started keeping track, parts of this river were so polluted that virtually nothing could survive. Many of these same sections are now rated as exceptional for fish habitat. Some parts of the river near Akron still have problems with sewage and runoff, but in much of the Cuyahoga, beavers, herons, and even bald eagles thrive. It's a remarkable transformation.
It was an open septic tank with junk floating on top.
Frank Samsel spent years cleaning up the river on his boat he called the Putzfrau, which is German for cleaning lady.
Anything you can imagine that can float or could is soluble was in the river.
So how did the Cuyahoga go from a lifeless, opaque river of sludge to water that, while far from pristine, is the cleanest it's been since the Industrial Revolution?
I think it was 90-some percent news media that did it.
Specifically, Time magazine. The fire initially generated barely a mention in the news. But a few weeks later, Time was getting on the burgeoning environmental bandwagon and published an article that mentioned the fire. Some river, the magazine mockingly wrote. Oh, and a lot of people read that issue. It was the same one with news of Ted Kennedy's Chappaquiddick incident and the first moon landing. So while that may have been unfair to Cleveland, the story about the burning Cuyahoga became an environmental rallying cry, one that led to the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency and eventually the Clean Water Act. Trains still cross the Cuyahoga today at the site of the fire. The debris under the bridge is now natural, logs and such. My guide is Keith Lynn, who studies water quality at the sewer district.
There's so much history here. I mean, this spot was the impetus for so much change in this country, and yet there's no plaque, there's no anything that would tell you that.
You're right. This is a rather historic location.
But further up the river in Akron, there's another big change. The public is beginning to see this river as a destination.
When we get about halfway there, we'll start working over to the right.
Mike Larkin and some kayaking buddies are about to take their boats on some of the river's rapids. He says the reputation hasn't quite caught up with the reality.
We get a funny look when we say we actually get in that river and kayak it.
But today, on this 40th anniversary of the fire that led to this dramatic cleanup, the city held a concert on its banks, declaring the river reborn. The EPA, that was in large part formed out of the fire, now declares parts of the river fully restored. River advocates say instead of reaching for an easy joke about the Cuyahoga, it might be a better idea to grab a paddle or a fishing rod. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bobkoff in Cleveland.